It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Ever wonder what your cell phone company does with that money you send them every month? Here's one answer. Verizon has agreed to pay $3.6 billion to a group of cable companies in exchange for the rights to part of the broadcast spectrum. The spectrum is the highway all communications travel over, TV, radio, cell phone calls, and data. If you're in the rapidly growing wireless communications business, as Verizon is, you want as much spectrum as possible. The deal still needs federal approval, and the Department of Justice has already started investigating whether it's anti-competitive. Susan Crawford from Cardozo Law School thinks it is.
It means for consumers that we'll see higher prices and lower speeds compared to the rest of the world.
Crawford's a former special assistant for science, technology, and innovation policy to President Obama. She notes that the deal involves an agreement that Verizon and the cable companies will market each other's services.
I mean, it's hard to believe that the cable companies would sell such a key asset, $3.6 billion asset, to a competitor without an implicit promise that Verizon won't use that asset to compete. So now that everybody's promised each other tacitly or not to fight with each other for their products, it makes sense to jointly market. Let's both do well. You sell my wireless, I'll sell your cable.
So the cable companies won't be able to compete in the wireless market. But as Jeffrey Manny of the International Center for Law and Economics says, the spectrum was just sitting there.
In a sort of perfect world, you hear people say, well, the spectrum that the cable companies own that they're not using, smaller competitors should be buying that so they can compete with AT&T and Verizon and others. Well, that's a nice idea, I guess, but the smaller companies aren't buying it, and Verizon snapped up that spectrum.
Will the deal get approved? Hard to say, especially because as deals go, it's kind of weird. Potential competitors deciding to be friends and stay out of each other's way. Again, Susan Crawford.
We don't know what the regulators are going to say about all this. We do know that the fundamental assumptions on which all of our policies have been based for the last 10 years, and the idea that there will be heroic competition between wireless and phone and cable, all these different modalities of getting access, it turns out that that assumption just isn't true, and we're going to have to rethink this whole sector.
Susan Crawford of Cardozo Law School. Our video game guy, Ben Kuchera, joins us on a regular basis to talk about games he finds fun or weird or intriguing. And Ben, you've been playing one of the hottest new games, Star Wars The Old Republic, and it's a game you're supposed to play collaboratively with other players online, but I understand you've been taking a different approach.
So I kind of wanted to sit down to see if I could play this online game by myself and have it be more of a personal story than something I shared with these masses of people that, quite honestly, I might not want to interact with.
Trying to be alone in a crowded virtual space. How did that work out for you?
What I found was actually the community was great. The more I started talking to people and playing with them, the more I realized that we're all here to have a good time. Everyone's a fan of Star Wars. It was an amazingly social experience. I kind of get online gaming now in a way that I did not before.
The game is Star Wars The Old Republic. Ben Kuchera writes for Ars Technica.
What about that tower?
You worry about those fighters. I'll worry about the tower.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuyForBusiness.com. And by Constant Contact, recognizing small businesses for their hard work and dedication during the holiday season and all year long. ConstantContact.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.